I'm Lucy Duran and welcome back to World Roots. This month we're in South India with World Roots Academy protege Harry Sivanesan and his mentor Aruna Sairam. So we've left the shrine of the great composer, the 18th century composer Tyagaraja, and we're back in Tanjavur. And there was one place that we absolutely could not miss, and you brought me here. You brought me to this extraordinary temple. I mean, it is breathtaking, the size of it, the height of those pyramid-like structures.
Yeah, literally, it's called Periya Kovil, which means big temple, because there's hardly any temple that surpasses this in size, so it's called the big temple.
And it dates back 1,000 years.
Yeah, this is a symbol of the mighty Chola dynasty, which ruled over not only South India, but history says that their reach was as far as Thailand and Indonesia and so on. This dynasty was a powerful dynasty, and Rajarajeshwaran, one of the important kings, he commissioned this temple, and it took years and years and years to build. But today it really is a pride of South India, and everybody ecstatically identifies with this temple.
It seems like everywhere you go in Tanjavur there are temples.
Yes.
There are so many temples. So it must be a very religious place.
Yeah, and as I said, it's a religio-social setup. A temple is not just a religious setup. You know, I always say that in temples, you know, even now, when you walk into a temple, it's a chaotic atmosphere. And, you know, you have teenage girls coming there to flirt with teenage boys. You have matchmakers coming there to introduce a boy and a girl. You have women to gossip about jewelry. You have, you know, old women complaining and bitching about their daughters-in-law. Everything happens in a temple and it's allowed. The temple is supposed to afford all of this space. And, you know, life here and life next is all rolled into one, you know.
And now we're on our way to your village.
Yes.
Where we are going to hear, tell us what we're going
Absolutely.
To hear.
Absolutely. We're going to the village of Sirigamani, where we're going to hear a group of people sing the Sampradaya Bhajana Paddhati, a group form of devotional congregational music.
Arunaji, you brought us here for a very specific reason.
Yeah, because I realized that you're following the Carnatic music trail. And to me, I think what one hears in concert is just one face of Carnatic music. And what really happens is that in the background is the kind of music that we're going to hear, which is called Bhajana Sampradayam, which is congregational devotional music. All of these elements have a part in the formation of the Carnatic repertoire as it is heard on the concert arena. And also for Hari, because I deeply feel he came here as a mentee, but now I think of him more as a disciple. And I know that for him, coming from Sri Lankan origin and being in London, there's a big disconnect, and he must be going through a lot of adjustment to come to terms with his roots. And so I thought when he can see the continuity here, that could heal a lot of pangs that he may or may have felt.
The pangs of difference.
Yes.
Belonging and yet
yes.
belonging from so far away.
Yeah.
Because right now where we are here in this village, in your village, there is a real sense of community. People are gathering inside the small ashram. Shall we go in and join the bhajan crowd?
I'm so happy we're here.
Yeah. यस्य स्मरणमात्रेण नाम भक्तिः प्रजायते.
We finished the devotional singing, the bhajans. We've come across the road of this small village.
Yes.
And we're now in a completely different place.
Yep. We're in one of the devotees' houses. Yep.
But as we walked through this corridor here, there are about 10 kids sat on the floor with banana leaves in front of them.
Yeah.
And lots of food. The smells of the food are wonderful.
It's lovely, isn't it?
So they keep bringing small amount of food. I can see
of different varieties of food. Yeah.
Yeah. What else is there?
You've got your chickpeas. You've got a coconut-based curry, a fried lentil dish, and I think a little raita or yogurt dish as well. And finally, the rice is also being placed on the leaf.
And then behind us is the grown-ups room.
Yes, this is the grown-ups room in the living room.
So lots of people, again, sitting down around the walls with their enormous banana leaves,
which they're using as plates. This is the traditional way to eat in South India. We're actually in sitting one. So I mean, we do this whole thing in sitting. So we've got sitting one happening at the moment, which we're not taking part in, unfortunately, because we didn't get here in time.
Oh, that's a shame. My God, it looks good.
It's really lovely.
Wait till the second sitting.
Really lovely. Harry.
My God, that food was good, Harry.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
It was sensational. And I loved eating off the banana leaf. That was a special touch. And they got quite cross with me because I'd ate the food in the wrong order.
Yeah, there's really an art to it.
But anyway, we're back in the van now. We're back on the road. We've just left the motorway. And I can say one thing, which is, thank God this van has seatbelts, because driving on Indian roads is really an experience. You drive along and really your heart is in your mouth the whole time. But we're on our way now to hear a very different kind of music.
Yes.
Again.
Yes.
So what we're going to hear now is real Tamil folk music.
Yeah. It is an absolute contrast to where we've just been. Especially because we were just hearing music that was completely laid at the feet of the divine, and that's what their inspiration was for singing. However, this music is absolutely just very clear, it's for anyone. There's no elite concepts, there's no divine concepts. It's all about day-to-day life. It's just about love, it's about sadness, it's about comedy, everything.
Harry, I gather here in South India, when you use the word communities, actually what you're referring to is the former caste system.
Yes.
And so what we've heard so far, the bhajan, the devotional singing, and the Carnatic music, is music that's performed by and for the Brahmin caste.
Very much the Brahmin caste that kept it up. Also the warrior caste or royalty as well, the noblemen. So it was they who enjoyed, relished, and therefore kept it up.
They were the connoisseurs and the performers.
Yes.
Whereas I think what we're going to hear now is music that comes right from the bottom end of the old social spectrum, although everything has changed.
Things have changed, they're constantly changing. But yeah, folk music was and is definitely something that's that looks beyond all those boundaries.
So we have four drummers. This is folk music.
Yes.
This is Tamil folk music.
Yes. Yes.
Four drummers and two of the long oboes.
Yes.
The Nadasvaram.
Yes. Yes.
And one very interesting drum, which seems to make
called as the Urumi.
That's the one that sort of squirts.
Yeah,
it
it's got this wailing
along the side
noise,
the side of it. And what a fabulous place, and what a wonderful moment. It's late in the afternoon, early evening, dusk, the sun has set, and this beautiful temple in the middle of the countryside by a coconut grove.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm so struck by all this. I'm speechless.
This temple that we're in now, I mean, just next to us are two deities.
Exactly. You can see their village deities.
So, Aruna, the music that we heard in your village,
yes,
the bhajan, the devotional singing, it seems like a completely different world.
Yes.
But we're in Tamil Nadu. This is all part of Tamil music.
Yes, yes. That was like devotion and divinity and offering. This is also an offering, but then it is very rooted in life around them. So it's very sensual. And in the songs, they will talk about local problems and materialistic problems. And, you know, they will talk about all that. So it's more to do with life here and now. Daily life.
தன்னே நானே நானே தன்னாலே போடு தில்லேலே போடு அள்ளி மலர் கொடியே தன்னே நானே 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 ரோசாப்பூ மலரே தன்னே நானே 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 தன்னாலே போடு தில்லேலே போடு அள்ளி மலர் கொடியே தன்னே நானே 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 ரோசாப்பூ மலரே
மலர் கொடி ವೃಂದಾವನ್ನಮದೇಶ್ಯಾಂ ಕುಂಭರಾಸು ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಾಥನಾಮದೇಶ್ಯಾಂ.
So it's been quite a journey, not only in terms of the actual travel that we've done and all the different places we've seen and the many, many temples that we've visited and the different kinds of music that we've heard, but also spiritually it's been quite a journey for you, Harry. Well, for me as well. But now, having traveled for 3 hours through some very beautiful countryside, we've finally come to our last destination here in Tamil Nadu, which is a very special place for you on a very significant day and sad day for you as well.
A couple of days ago, I heard the news that one of my gurus, Srimati Kalpakam Swaminathan, had passed away in Chennai, and we were in Thanjavur at the time already. And it, to put it simply, it's a great loss to the world of Veena. She represented a style of playing known as the Gayaki style, and there's very
the vocal style.
Which is the vocal style, yes. And there's very few people with her hand. She was born in a little village called Pundottam, and this village is 2 kilometers away from another village called Kootanur. And in Kootanur is the only temple in the whole of India dedicated to Saraswati, the goddess of wisdom, the goddess of arts, and the goddess who holds the Veena in her hand. So it was one of her wishes that she actually take me to Kootanur, to the Saraswati temple herself, to her, to
where
her
we
chosen
are right
temple.
Now.
And that's where we are today. And it's a very significant day. When I phoned the family to pass on my condolences, they asked on behalf of the family, will you actually go and visit the temple and pass on the message of her passing? So although it would have been lovely to come here with her, in a way I have come here with her or for her. It's a bit surreal to be here. I'm sat in front of the deity of Saraswati, the only Saraswati temple in the world. My Veena has just been offered at her feet, with worship by the priest, and then given back to me as her prasad, or what's called her grace. And now I'll sit down to play a few songs which I know Kalpakam teacher would have wanted me to play here.
And what are they?
I mean, compared to some of her other students, I learned from her for a very short time. But on the few moments that she had visitors and I was there, she'd always tell me to play. And then she'd point out, she'll say, see, he has my hand, and I have nowhere near her hand. But she was always so encouraging. I mean, she had this warmth about her. She embraced me like I was her family. And I have to be honest, I really loved her like she was mine. So I'll be playing the pieces today that I know that she would have told someone, see, he has my hand.
Thank you.
World Roots Academy protege Hari Sivanesan performing at the Sarasvati Temple in South India. I'm Lucy Duran, and this month's World Roots was produced by Peter Meanwell for the BBC.